This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. A new movie called Kitchen Stories is based on a 50-year-old Swedish study on maximizing efficiency in an average kitchen. Not exactly the stuff of rip-roaring comedy, yet Kitchen Stories has been praised by critics abroad and here in the U.S. for its deft humor. It opens today in Los Angeles and New York. Beth Accomando reports.
Stereotypes about national character are often hard to shake, and may be hardest between neighbors. Take Sweden, for example. It has a reputation for social engineering and efficiency, says Norwegian filmmaker Bent Hammer.
We as Norwegians, we always thought that the Swedes was very bureaucratic, and they really like to control things and try to measure everything. And it's not a coincidence that it was the Swedes that came up with the IKEA.
In 1947, the Swedish Research Institute embarked on a study to map the daily movements of the typical housewife in an effort to make her life more efficient. Hammer's Kitchen Stories opens with a recreation of one of the Institute's educational films. A group of home scientists intently observes a housewife moving within a simulated kitchen.
I HFI's laboratorium bedöms det som redan finns att köpa av hushållsmaskiner och köksredskap.
She wears a contraption that looks like a cross between scuba gear and a fireplace bellows. Co-writer Jörgen Bergmark, who is Swedish, got the details for this scene after talking with some of the original researchers.
They came up with a lot of material that we wouldn't have found otherwise. In the early sequence of the film where you see a woman having something to measure her breathing, that was something that we saw in an old film that they gave us.
The projector breaks and the operators curse the Swedish machinery. The film is full of gentle jabs like this one. Norwegian director and co-screenwriter Bent Hammer was amused and a little troubled by the Swedes' fascination with the distance a housewife traveled in her kitchen in a year.
Saying that instead of the housewives had to walk the distance Sweden-Congo, now she just had to walk the distance Sweden-Northern Italy in order to get the food on the table during 1 year of cooking. Maybe that was really the best way to keep her in the kitchen for the next 20 years. That's one thing. Another thing is that it was a period of time after World War II, and people had a very strong belief in technical remedies.
To heighten the absurdity of the study, Hammer decided to send his fictional Swedish scientists into the farm kitchens of Norwegian bachelors. The scientists have strict instructions not to interact with their subjects. They sit in the corner of each kitchen in something that looks like a tall tennis umpire's chair, their heads nearly touching the ceiling, intensely writing down every move their subject makes. While the Norwegian Hammer saw humor in this, his Swedish co-writer saw it differently.
They had a mission, you know. They wanted to make life easier for the housewives. So, I mean, I think they had a just cause for what they did. And even though it might seem a bit odd to go to work and do these things, I think they are proud about them, and they should be proud because they really made a difference.
It was very interesting and very important. Very, very important.
Ulla Stalbo was a Swedish researcher who worked on similar studies a little more than a decade later in the 1960s.
It's a ground for our kitchens, how they should be designed and to be functional. And all the standards for the whole kitchen equipment research that you have to make good kitchens.
To make a good film, Hammer and Bergmark discovered that they didn't have to see eye to eye. The filmmakers reflect the differences of the on-screen characters and even considered splitting the screenwriting duties so that each would write for the character that shared his national origin. In the end, they collaborated. And in the film, the scientist and his subject can't help but interact. And that, says Norway's Bent Hammer, is the point.
On the first level, it's about friendship. But for me, it represents also bigger thing. I mean, if you are a part of something bigger and you just stick to that without taking any personal responsibility by meeting other people one-to-one, I don't think we will get further on. People are not too different, I think. There are more things that ties together than separates us. And maybe that's one of the main messages as well.
But the Swedish Bergmark admits that the subdued humor seems to be playing better in Norway.
I'm not sure why Swedes have a bit harder to accept the film, but we've got great reviews, and as far as I know, people who've seen it in Sweden like it.
Jörgen Bergmark and Bent Hammer say they would like to collaborate again in the future. Maybe they'll even include a fin. For NPR News, I'm Beth Accomando.